And on Triple J in the studio, Mr. Matthew Colwell, 360. Hello, dude.
What's going on, mate?
Oh, I'm very excited about this weekend. The one-night stand in Dolby is going to be sweet as...
I know, it's going to be mad.
And you have been doing your regional touring homework over the last few weeks, it's fair to say. Man, how was Darwin? How was Base in the Grass?
Yeah, it was mental. Yeah, it was absolutely crazy. I've never been up to Darwin before, but it was crazy. We went diving with the crocodiles. It was mad.
I saw some photos. You actually went in like the cage thing under the water next to the
crocodile. Yeah. They took us down with one crocodile who looked like he was doped up. He just swam up next to us and just like looked like he was like, "What up, dudes?" And they were like, "All right, the next guy's crazy, so just be warned, don't put your fingers outside of the little gaps." And this guy went mental. Like, we went down into the water and he attacked us. Like, he bit the cage about 5 times within 5 seconds.
Did he have a name? Did you know, did this guy have a name?
Bert.
Bert the
his name. His name was Bert.
We had a show there, a breakfast show there, me and Robbie and Marique, and we actually sent Marique out during the breakfast show to the crocodile cage.
It's
unfair for her, but yeah, I've never done it. It sounds like something.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, the one that came out and didn't really do shit, that was a bit boring, but then when we got to Bert, that was like, whoa, you can really see what crocs can do.
It just sort of shows you that we're really just human beings. We're really just meat and bones, very little teeth.
Definitely.
But you have done your research in regional towns, because we're in Dolby this weekend. Have you ever been to Dolby, Queensland before?
To be honest, I've never even heard of Dolby, so I don't even know where it is or what it's going to be like or anything. So I'm really looking forward to it. I don't even know how far away from Brisbane it is.
That's like a couple of hours. Depends how fast you go, really. I'm not sure who's driving your car.
That's true.
360 is in the studio. Gearing up for the one-night stand, you have been doing... In fact, it seems every second day you're putting something up on Facebook that you've just written another, 48 lines in 45 minutes or something. How is the songwriting going for the next record?
Yeah, it's just coming along crazy. Like, I've been getting a gang of beats from all different people, and as soon as I get something, I've got so much stuff that I want to write about, and... it's just all just coming out. Like, it's all happening so fast. Like, I thought it was going to take ages, but I think this album's going to come together really, really quickly. And we just did a trip in London, went to London for about 12 days and did a bunch of writing and stuff with a bunch of producers over there. So we've got a number of tracks already in the bag and ready to get back in the studio with Styles and get some stuff cracking with him again.
Hey, did I hear when you were in London you may have paid a visit to a certain professional person, Professor Green?
Not while I was in London, nah, but I mean, I've hung out with him when he's been in Melbourne, and I'm been doing a track with him on Wednesday, actually, recording that song. But the songs are coming up just insane. I recorded one last night. I've got the next one almost ready to go, so it's going to be very interesting. I think I'll have an album ready to go pretty soon.
What are you writing about? Because you pretty much poured your entire soul out on Falling and Flying. So what are you going to be writing? What's left to write about?
To be honest, it's a lot more of the same, pouring my soul out. Like, music couldn't be going any better for me. Like, it's going like a dream, you know what I mean? But no one sees what's going on behind the scenes. Like, there's been a lot of, like, really, really, really bad shit going on, like, in family life and personal life and stuff like that. So it's going to be interesting, because people are going to expect this real kind of, like, yeah, I made it, I'm loving life kind of album, but it's going to be quite a dark album, I think.
Yeah.
Because, I've had a lot of shit go down that are just, yeah, it's really... Put me in line and given me a lot of stuff to write about. So it will be good. And like, dealing with the sudden fame and being a sort of celebrity now, I guess, is sort of another tough thing that I've written about a fair bit. Kind of just crazy that I named my album Falling and Flying, because I was doing exactly that. Like, flying musically, but falling outside of music.
Should we just have a hug on Saturday night?
Yeah, definitely. We'll hug it out. Get rid of those negatives.
I'll probably barely come up to your neck tattoo, but nonetheless. Hey, 360 is in the studio. I saw, and this is another shit thing that you chucked up. When you were at Base in the Grass, you played, was it before Reese Maston?
Yeah.
And people were booing him.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's like, I think he's a fan of mine, so he's wearing my merch as he goes on stage.
Did Reese have a shush seat? That dot dot t-shirt on?
Yeah, he did.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah, he did. Like, I mean, he's from a totally different field from where I come from. Like, he's from X something like X Factor. I'm a rapper. I'm like, I get played on Triple J, where he would never get played on Triple J. He's completely different fan bases and stuff like that. So people just started, when I mentioned him, people just started booing him and shit. And I just really don't like that. I'm just not a fan of that at all. So I went to town on him and said, you just don't do that. Like, the dude's a young dude. He does not deserve to get booed, whether you like his music or not. People don't understand that even if someone's in the spotlight, like myself or like Reese Maston or anybody, we still have feelings. And like, getting booed by a huge number of people is going to crush someone's spirit. So you just don't do that shit. And I was not a fan.
Yeah, my mate Marcus actually plays guitar for Reese. And I was like, don't boo my mate's band. That's unfair.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, he's a nice
human
dude.
Beings,
I mean,
you might not
like his music, but I mean, we're all musicians chasing the same sort of dream. You just don't do that shit. I hate that shit. I really, really do. That's just tall poppy syndrome at its finest.
And he's not even that tall.
Yeah, and he's tiny.
Oh, Triple J, yes, in the studio, and only 3 days until the One Night Stand. 360 is right here. Heard some cool stuff before the news, including the fact that you are doing some stuff with Professor Green, and your new album's going to be out sooner than we thought, which is pretty sweet. You are going to be up for an excellent time on Saturday night at the One Night Stand, hanging out with people that you've, I guess, like you and Matt Corby would have hung out a little bit at the Groove in the Move festivals.
Yeah, I hung out with Matt a few times. He's a really, really nice dude, and yeah, he's been killing every show that he's doing. Like, you just hear everybody goes and sings along to Brother. It's insane. Like, everybody sings every single word of that song. He doesn't even need to do it. It's insane. Watching him perform that song live is incredible.
I've got to say, though, you're probably getting close to a point where you don't have to rap one word at your gigs, because I saw your set at the Canberra Groove in the Moo, and that tent was so packed full of very loud people.
Yeah. It's been insane. Like, just to go out there and do, like, every single song, people know every single song, is just crazy. It's not like you don't just have, like, one or two songs that people love. It's like every single song people are going nuts and know the words to. It's pretty overwhelming, but I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it.
Is it weird when you see people, especially, like, younger dudes, that are, like, wearing the hat the same way as you and with the 360, you know, shush, etc. t-shirt on masse at these festivals?
It's nuts. It's crazy, especially when you're driving around. You drive around the town and there's all these little dudes that are wearing my clothes and my merch and stuff like that, and dress exactly the same as me. It's like, yeah, what have I created? It's crazy.
Lucky you're a well-dressed dude.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, there's a whole. I mean, a lot of people do dress like Matt Corby, but they're our homeless and unfortunate people in Australia.
Or from Bondi.
Yeah, exactly. Or Bondi hipsters. No, he's a lovely, lovely, well-dressed gentleman. Or Triple J, 360 is in the studio. Have you discussed any stage invasions of anyone else, or are you just going to sit back and watch?
I'm just going to sit back and watch, yeah. I'm keen as to see Temper Trap play, and I didn't get to see a whole set of Matt Corby during Groove in the Moo, so I'm really amped to check it out. It's going to be great.
You know, I'd forgotten about the tune that you did with Josh Pyke, Throw It Away, until I heard it at the APRA Awards the other night. I was thinking, Corby's going to be at the One Night Stand. He's got a beautiful voice. Get him up there to do Pikey's bit.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That could be sick.
Are you going to do any new tunes on Saturday?
No. I'm not doing any new tunes just yet. I'm not doing them until they're just perfect. I haven't perfected anything yet. Like, I've got songs that have finished recording and stuff, but I want to get them completely finished before we start performing them.
Nice one. Awesome. All right, dude. Well, I'm going to see you on Saturday. Have a safe time up until then.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me once again.
No worries, dude. And enjoy the rest of the shows as well. I mean, you don't stop after that. You're hitting, like, a bunch of regional kind of joints. You've got Wollongong and the Come Together Festival. It's going to be massive.
Yeah, we've got the Flying Tour coming up. So, yeah, that's going to be absolutely insane. I think we sold out of tickets in 24 hours and had to add, like, a whole bunch of other shows and stuff. Then they all sold out as well. So it's just going to be another crazy ass tour. It's going to be nuts. And then that's the last tour we're going to do for the year.
Right. So after Splendor, just settling down and getting to work on the record.
Yeah, that's it. And then hopefully do some crazy ass festivals over summer, and then next year, start all over again.
That's what you do.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Thanks, Matt. We'll see you on Saturday, dude.
All right, brother. Take care, mate.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.